Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cavemen Universe. Actually, welcome to a new era of the Cavemen Universe. We are in the GoldenEye era of the Cavemen Universe. A little bit of a refresher for our 100th episode. How are you feeling, Kaylin?
100. Yeah. I am feeling good. I am feeling pumped. Mm-hmm. Ready to get started again. I feel like we're a little bit late. We told people we were going to be back early January.
Yeah.
It's now late February.
Yeah, and if you know me... Yeah, if you know me personally, not to interrupt, if you know me personally or you've been getting to know me throughout this podcast, you know that procrastination might as well be the old middle name.
Yep, that's insane.
Yeah, because that's what we're kind of about here. But nonetheless,
yeah,
we're back. We're excited. Kaylin's baby bump might be a little bit
growing.
Bigger.
Yeah.
The baby bump is growing. The bun is growing.
Yes, the bun in the oven.
You know, we were going to go get to that after, but let's start with that. What's the old baby status?
Yeah, you know I love talking about a little old baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's going on? How you feeling?
I don't know. I feel like this is just going by so fast.
Right?
I mean, I feel like we just found out.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I know we like just did an episode, but like we know literally like we just found out. And at that time I was only 6 weeks. And guys, if you can believe it, I'm 30 weeks next week. So
getting close. We're going to take another hiatus here after a while. No, I'm just kidding. Even, you know, hopefully we even talked about that because we're just coming back and then we're going to be back for, we're going to try to, you know, really, we really want to be, I think that's what's been holding us back. You know, we complain about that, you know, not getting seen enough or being shadow banned, but I really think the thing that's holding us back from this podcast being bigger in the future is that we don't post as constantly as we should. And we really need to be on a strict weekly Tuesday schedule, which is what we're going to try to do. So even after the baby, I mean, can't guarantee it because I know the newborn months, which is, you know, the first 4 weeks, right?
Yeah, I'd say about the first couple months.
Yeah, those are going to be the iffy, but
we
really need to or want to get on track with this podcast because even though our lives are changing, this podcast, we're not going to stop the podcast. This podcast is going to show, you know, basically the progress of our lives changing. Even freaking, I bet even 10 years from now, if we're still doing this thing, like we're going to look back and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. So
it really is going to be.
Yeah, but how else are you feeling? What else you think?
I mean, other than that, it's just like, I just wish it wasn't going by so fast. Like, I am like already like, it's probably not good, but I'm in the mentality of like, I just love being pregnant. I love getting to just eat what I want. And I love,
I mean, not necessarily supposed to, but
not necessarily, but
you know, you give into the cravings that you blame on the baby.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's not me. It's the baby. But, yeah, and then I love the way you just take care of me and stuff, so I like that. Aww. I'm getting spoiled.
Yeah, yeah, the foot rubs.
So, but the point of what I was going to say is that just, like, I like being pregnant so much that I'm afraid, like, as soon as this baby comes out, I'm be like, again, round two.
If we're able to, I would like to, but, you know, it just,
we'll see.
Never
we'll
know
see.
What the future holds, people.
Yeah, that's very
but,
true.
But, oh my gosh, like. You just talking about it is giving me so much anxiety.
I know.
Like, holy shit. It's like 8 to 10 weeks left. Probably more closer to 8 weeks left.
Yeah. I'd like to stretch it out to the end. But I think according to the doc, it's going to be a couple weeks before that.
What are we going to do, people? What are we going to do? There's another thing that, you know, coming back 100th episode or new season 4. Mm-hmm. I want to get, you know, by now, we've had our stages in the podcast where, you know, we thought... We didn't know what we were doing, you know, and honestly, I can say we still don't know what we're doing, but I was listening to our first episode the other day, and literally, like, I say that within the first 30 seconds, it's like, hey, we have no idea what we're doing, we're figuring it out as we go, but here you are on the ride with us, and I still feel like, you know, that with that mentality, but we did go through phases where we tried different things. We thought, like, for example, remember when we thought we were going to talk more about wrestling and The Office when we first started?
Yes.
That, you know, it's... We're trying to evolve, you know, we had our, even with ourselves, with our personally, like personality wise, you know, we had our stages where we thought, you know, we had to act a certain way, had to be shocking or had to, you know, passively aggressively call out people.
Right.
And, you know, that didn't work because that wasn't us. And we were kind of trying to figure out how to be not as robotic or animated, especially when we had guests. But my point is with this new season, I really want to. I mean, the past 100th episode was one thing we've learned. It's to open up more and it's to be ourselves more in this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying 100th is the magic number that we're going to start doing that. No, like, I feel like we have been doing that like the past, you know, 10 to 20 episodes, but really want to make it a point here to, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be better, trying to evolve. And with that being said,
yeah, I feel like we're still like learning. Like when we were watching those episodes back, like I was so awkward.
Right. I mean, not you, but I say right about me. Like I was, and I feel like we were in an apartment too, where the walls are super thin. So yes. Like I feel like we couldn't be loud.
Yep.
If we wanted to, like we can now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's very true.
So yeah, recording the episodes back then, it was feel like even though I kind of liked our studio back then.
I know, looking back at it, I was like, I miss the old studio.
Yeah, but there's something about the couch too that I kind of love the vibe. Like, I mean, I can just chill like this in the old studio.
Yeah, and just like how it was before, like we look back and we were like, oh, that's a cool studio. Like where we're sitting right now, we're going to be able to look back in our dream studio one day and be like, wow, wasn't that, remember that was so cool, like being able to just chill on the couch and just, you know,
cut promos. No.
No, just like basically just like, you know, just chill, like just the chill vibes.
Yeah, no, that's true. And speaking of promos, and speaking of, sorry, I take a swig of the Red Bull here. Speaking of promos and changes, one thing that's happened over the past few months, flipped our camera around. Now I used to be able to see myself on the camera. Now I can't see myself, so
I see it's like you weird. Look good.
Okay, thank you. It's like weird. Like I don't know where to look. I mean, obviously the camera lens, but yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. I am now the new, finally, after like three chances on, you know, episodes, and then like we played multiple times off air, which when we finally played off air, which is when I won the Cave-In Universe title. So what we did one night, well, we usually try to have game night. Like we usually
at least once a week.
Yeah, and we have movie night and game night. Yes. Usually we skip, I mean, we've been skipping movie night, and that's my fault because my ADD and all that. That's why I like shows, and honestly, that's why I like podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I can't sit there and watch a whole movie, especially because the way my mind works, it's like I try to guess the ending of the movie in the first 5 minutes. Like I want to know.
It's no
like,
fun.
I spoil things for myself when it comes to movies, and yeah, I'm terrible when it comes to movies. But I'll try to get better at that so we can actually have movie night. But anyway, for game night, we had the Uno Best of 7, and I have proof right here.
Yeah.
This is proof. We don't have proof on camera.
He literally kept that.
We don't have proof on camera, but I literally kept it. Whenever you brought it up that we need to mention this, I was like, oh, where's that paper? Where's that paper? I was like, I have the proof. We did a best of 7 Uno, and how ironic that Uno was the first thing. If you go back to the Uno episode, I believe it's like 51 or 52. That was the first game we played for the Cave-In Universe title.
Yep.
So we had a best of 7 and I won the first game.
It was pretty hectic night because it was just like back and forth. Like we didn't know who was going to win.
And then like, that's what we learned about Uno. It was so crazy because like Uno is so unpredictable that there was a game where we finished the game in like 2 minutes.
Yes.
And then there was a game where it literally went on for like 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Long. Yeah.
But I won the first one. You won the second one. I won the third one. I won the fourth one, 2 back to back. And then you came up with the 2 back-to-back, making a 3-3 tie, which we had to go to game 7. In game 7,
this guy.
Has NBA
won.
Basketball playoff game.
Finally won. I don't watch,
football, really?
Basketball.
So, yeah. Yeah, how ironic, and we're getting into March, getting into some March madness.
Yeah.
No, but the Cave-In Universe championship will be defended because we understand when we do these episodes, or did the episodes for the Cave-In Universe title, is really my nerddom. But if you enjoy the Cave-In Universe championship episodes, we'll be doing them on our Patreon where we do our bonus episode. Cave-In Cave.
Yes.
Cave-In Cave. Finally, we got to figure what the hell are we doing with our Patreon.
I know.
It's hard. It's hard to freaking be encouraged to really work at it when we say every week for people to subscribe for $1 and nobody does.
Yeah. Like what?
You know?
Yeah.
Shout out Retro Rudy X, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our subscriber.
Yeah. But, nice. Yeah, what else we got going on here? We got to talk about some news. Talk about some news, then we're getting some this and that questions.
Yeah.
And then we'll end with some Mushroom Galaxy.
Reactions.
Or real reactions. Sorry, I'm stuck on the mushroom reactions.
Mushroom.
Jesus, it's Red Bull, people. Yeah, so no main topic. Usually when we have a main topic, that would take the place of the news, but we don't have a main topic because the main topic is that we're back. So main thing in the news, I mean, what's going on with these Chinese spy balloons, these UFOs? I mean,
I don't know what they're looking for.
I was excited at first, you know, not for the Chinese spy balloon, but when, you know, talking about the U.S., China, and the U.K. were shooting down all these unidentified objects with no propulsion system.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go back to take speech classes. I think my speech lessons have failed me when I was a child.
Any of our listeners speech therapists?
Yeah, please. if any of our listeners is a speech therapist. Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, like when the stuff was going on in the news, like it was just like something new every day. Like, and it's funny too, because when you look up the Chinese spy balloon on Google, it's like an actual, like its own Google event now. Like it actually says from January 28th to February 4th, 2023. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. There's no like direct article to really go off of here because it's just like, you know, we got this Chinese spy balloon and then all of a sudden all these other things started appearing in other countries, not just the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we, just as always, do not have any answers. So,
yeah, I think there is answers. They just don't want us to know.
Yes, which sucks. It really sucks, which I mean, I know we have no control over, but it just sucks. Yeah. It really does. Mm-hmm. I really wish the only way to say it is I really wish our government was cooler, because if they were, they would, you know, they would let us know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wish they trusted us more. I guess that's a better way to say it.
Yeah, no, but we're all dumb fucks.
Yeah, maybe it's, you know, but it just sucks that we'll never know. And that's just kind of like at first, like, remember when articles were popping up and I was telling you, like, oh, all these, you know, first the Chinese spy balloon, then these unidentified objects, and it could be aliens. And I'm looking out in the sky, looking, you know, and then it just, I think the older I get in the next stage we're evolving in life, I'm just like, we're just not going to know. We're never going
to
know.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, and I'm the type of person that's like, yeah, it's cool to know, but I mean, if there is something going on, it's kind of better that you just don't tell me so I can just keep doing my thing.
Yeah, but then,
like, I don't know.
I guess that's a good way, you know, majority would go about it, but then don't you just, like,
like, am I curious?
Yeah, aren't you curious?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious just like everybody else, but, like, I'm going to still go on about my day. You know what I mean?
Like, honestly, I feel like if I knew aliens existed, my life wouldn't necessarily change, though. But I feel like
I can say that too.
I feel like I would be a lot motivated to live, though, to know that there's know that we're not alone and there's more out there. That would just give a lot of people just motivation just to live.
Yeah,
because it's like, whoa.
Yeah,
you know, just the culture shock of just knowing that we're not alone, and then one, and then that linking to what's next, and you know, because I guarantee you, maybe these aliens don't even know what's next. Yeah, you know.
What about like the suspense though? Like the suspense of not knowing. You don't like that feeling?
Yeah, but then if there's suspense, there has to be a payoff. And then when you're gonna wait till you die? And then what if you know? Just like anything else is a theory, what if the possibility you die and nothing happens? Then you never get that payoff.
Right. That's very true.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
But what if we die and, like, we get all the answers?
Then, then that'd be worth it.
Yeah. Then that's the payoff.
Yeah. But see, we're just like,
I'm so back and forth on this.
Circle back to what we said at first. We're just never going to know. But anything.
That's very true.
We can't even figure out what's at the bottom of the ocean right now. If Atlantis even existed. Like, what if we, you know?
Yeah. And can you imagine the amount of people that are in the government that probably, like, are working on, like, these, you know, these assignments with these aliens and the spy balloon, for example.
Allegedly.
And, like, this. Yeah, allegedly. But, like, can you imagine, like, the amount of people that are, like, that are in on it, but not all the way in, because not everyone can be trusted, you know what I mean? Because if you think about it, all it takes is one person.
Yeah.
One whistleblower and... They're done. That's
what I think about the moon landing. Like, moon landing, like I said, the footage had to have been fake. That's my thing. But, like, it had to have been real that they really went to the moon, because there was thousands and thousands of people that worked on the moon landing. You would think one would snitch by now. You know what I mean? You think
it'd be one snitch. Yeah, that's what it is. Whistleblower snitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But that's why it's, I mean, but then again, that's why it's kind of called a whistleblower, not a snitch, because I feel like whistleblowers kind of snitch for the good, but then is there ever a time where you really do? So it's like,
oh God, that's funny.
The whistle snitch.
Yeah. That's the golden snitch. We just created that. The whistle snitch.
Oh gosh! And
but
then,
yeah. So what did they do with this thing when they shot it down? Are they did they just collect it to
Yeah, they did. You see the footage when they collected it in the ocean? I don't know if it's part of
but right at it.
This is when they knocked it down.
Huh. Man, that's a pretty good camera.
You know that this pilot definitely watched Top Gun Maverick and living a dream right now.
I have to tell you something.
No way!
Whoa. Badoosh. Man, whoa. That thing just exploded.
Yeah.
So that's why they're calling it a balloon, right? Because it just obviously looked like it was just full of air.
Yeah, and China said it was a weather balloon. I mean, yeah. Enough of the UFO and aliens, because like we already, you know, came to the conclusion with that.
Yeah.
I think it's just because we haven't done a podcast in a while. I'm like slurring up all my words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're a little rusty.
Because like we live out here in the middle of nowhere. So I talk to you. I talk to my dad a little bit. But I spend most of my day just in my head. Yeah. So I don't even, you know, speak that much throughout the day, I guess.
That's very true.
So that's why we need this podcast, people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is like our outlet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To the world, because we're out here in the middle of nowhere. But by choice, you know. Yes. We do love it out here.
Yes.
But glad that the internet exists.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you said Top Gun Maverick, you reminded me of something funny that I can tell you.
What?
So for anyone who's been watching since the beginning knows that I work in insurance. I still work in insurance. So I literally have a customer who I spoke with last week who was trying to I guess show off or something on the phone. And I'm like, dude, like I do not care. Starts telling me that he was a Top Gun and he was a Top Gun Maverick and that he actually flew the plane that Tom Cruise flew. And I was just like, okay, you want a freaking ribbon or something?
Oh my God. I bet you he tells everyone that. That's like the highlight of his life.
Like the conversation had just started and he's already getting into that. I'm like, okay.
You should be like, well, sir, you know, you should start a Top Gun podcast.
Since freaking everyone is.
Yeah. There's probably like, oh my gosh. Like we started our podcast in during the pandemic.
Yep. During the pandemic.
And remember when we started our podcast? Like, I don't know why when we started our podcast during the pandemic, I guess because we live in our own heads. At least I do a lot of the time. And I'm just like, we thought we were so genius that we were the first ones that thought of, oh, it's the pandemic. Now we've been saying we want to do a podcast for years after, you know, especially me after doing years and years of YouTube videos and stopping and going with that because I can never figure out the right format to do my videos. Because I would tell myself too, like, I wish there was a way to like talk to where I wasn't directly talking to the camera, but like I was talking to somebody about the product or something. Right. And then like a few months later, I was like, holy shit. That's when I discovered podcasts started listening to wrestling podcasts. I was like, oh, this is the perfect format. Then fast forward, you know, 3-4 years later, the pandemic comes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a perfect time, perfect opportunity to start a podcast. And we thought we were the first genius ones doing it. No, we were one of thousands. Yeah. And then now,
I'd say millions because,
right?
What the heck?
Well, by now, because that's what I'm like today, you were telling me about like three other people that are starting podcasts. I'm like, guys, whoa.
Yeah. Slow down.
You know, just slow down.
Save some room for the rest of us. All these celebrities coming out and trying to do podcasts. It's like, you're already a celebrity. Like, why don't you leave podcasting to people who actually have a freaking passion for it and not just are looking to get another source of income?
Yeah, like we said, our outlet. This is, you know, and it just would, like I said earlier, would really help encourage us. Yeah, if there was a way where we weren't lost in the shuffle because there are in, you know, all these celebrities and stuff. But
yeah.
It is what it is. Like, regardless, I get bummed at that stuff. Like, I know if you've been listening long enough, you've heard us complain about it. I get bummed about it. But I think at the end of the day, I'm just like, meh. Because, like, no matter what, we're not going to stop doing it.
No.
We're still going to keep doing it. We're just going to keep getting bummed about it until
Like when you said when you said 10 years from now, you hope we're still doing it. Like, I would hope we're still doing it, because even if I'm not saying this is what we wish, because obviously we want this podcast to grow, but even if we're not really getting much out of it still at come that time, like I would still hope that we're just doing it for fun because we just genuinely enjoy it. Not like these other people who probably just give up after a couple of episodes because they think, oh, I'm not making any money. It's like, okay, well, you're not going to, you doof, after two episodes. Like,
no, get real. Yeah, no, and I just think, like, I mean, look, Joe, like the Joe Rogan podcast, like one of the biggest podcasts in the world. I didn't start watching it until like episode 700, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, so what you said is completely true, but within reason. Like if we're on, if we're doing this for 10 years and we're still getting 30 views, maybe we're not good at this.
Right. Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll just take a correction on that,
least,
what I said.
Yeah, at least in the hope, like,
maybe we can just do it for fun here and there. But like we said, like you're trying to say too, like hopefully something has come out of this.
Yeah, something has come out of it. Yeah. Even just helping somebody or, you know, some way.
Yeah.
That would be great. But like, you know, cause we say 10 years, that seems like a while, but we're already on year three. So,
yeah,
you know, and when we first started the podcast, we told ourselves 5 years. If we don't see, you know, something, you know, in one way or another in 5 years, that we would stop. But now now that we're getting closer to 5 years, we pushed it to 10.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe if it's not working with me and you, maybe we could just do one with them. Like with our daughter.
Oh gosh, yeah, yeah. That's
maybe she'll be the star of the show.
Yeah, that'll be the secret ingredient we're missing when she gets old enough. Yeah, she'll end up giving us the like you said, the star recognition that we need.
Yes, I love it.
But yeah, I like talking about our podcast. If you have been, whether this is your first time watching or listening, or you've been listening to the beginning, we thank you for joining us. But if you have been listening to the beginning, especially, like, honestly, I would say consider the beginning, like episode 33 when we started on YouTube, because when we were just audio before episode 33, we were just audio. And that's like, I don't even want to listen to those episodes. Like, I'll, you know, but if you've at least been watching or listening since the beginning, like I said, episode 33, let us know. Shoot us an email. caveinuniverse@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to maybe have you on the show if you have an interesting interest or hobby.
Yep, that'd be so fun. Or occupation.
Yeah, at least we'll make sure we're following you on social media or something. But I think it just would be so cool to know the people that have been listening since the beginning. But other than that, any this or that submissions, this or that or something, we'll get into that later. Any of those submissions, any video submissions, anything you want to say, you can even, if you're listening on audio, you can even submit voice recording submissions right there on Spotify app. I think every app, every audio app should have it. But yeah, send in your stuff. You know,
caveinuniverse@gmail.com. Suggestions.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear it.
We had, for news, we did have the Ohio train derailment, but I think we're just going to see more about what's going on here, because
yeah, this is, I think we need to let this one play out.
We need to let this one play out.
Yeah, because this one's fairly fresh.
Unfortunate, you know, Palestine, Ohio is getting some, you know, fallout style.
Yeah,
looks Chernobyl. Like it literally looks like a wasteland.
Yeah, it really does. That it's area, actually scary at looking at that.
Yeah, man,
kind of creepy.
But yeah, I didn't realize we'd be talking about the just generally the podcast and everything for so long. So let's get into some this or that questions. What do you think? You want to? Well, are we gonna call it this or that or something? Because we have changed this or that just a little bit, just slightly, to where we want to have three options.
Yes.
So what do you think? This or that or something?
I think this or that or something for now.
Okay.
Because this is just definitely like, what's another word for this or that? You know what I mean?
Them. This or that or they? No. This or that or they, them.
What?
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So yeah, this or that or something, guys. Early, on time, or late?
We talked about this earlier. I'm always late.
Yeah.
To everything.
Always late. I don't generally like to be early, but I definitely don't like to be late. So I'm going to say on time. I'm an on time kind of gal.
Yeah. Okay. celebrity. If you meet a celebrity, do you rather have an autograph, a retweet, or a picture?
Autograph, I'm most likely going to misplace it. Retweet, no. Picture, I'd like to have a picture. Really? I feel like that's more memorable.
I guess memorable, depending on who you meet. Like, if it's someone that you really admire and really like, then yeah, a picture.
Yeah.
Autograph, I feel like no one does that anymore unless you're just, like, waiting for someone at the airport or something, or outside their hotel, and you're just going to use that autograph to sell on eBay. Like, that's the only losers. People. Yeah. Hey, you know, sometimes you gotta make money, you gotta make money. But yeah, that's like one of those things where it's like you gotta have no shame. But so autograph, yeah, that's I feel like nobody does that anymore.
Yeah.
I would say, like I said, picture if it was somebody really, you know, really right. big, but I would just enjoy a retweet. Because like me, in my ideal mind, when I meet celebrities, I like the idea of being like that one guy that doesn't want anything. They're just like, hey man, you're cool, love you. Or, you know, love you, but you're cool, love your stuff. Yeah. You know? Yeah, because maybe
you're cool, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, just walk up to somebody, you're cool, I love you. They'll be like, what the fuck? Nah, just be like, hey man, you're cool, love your stuff. Later, you know.
They'd like, probably be like,
oh, you know, okay, cool. You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of being that fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I love you.
Yeah. You don't like to be that fan that you just showed me that video, like this guy is at the airport and has a poster board of like six different Rey Mysterio figures and asking Rey Mysterio, hey, can you sign all these?
Like, well, yeah, well, that's directly for eBay.
Literally, like, how can you be more obvious? Secondhand embarrassment just watching that.
Yeah, or like when, you know, yeah, just fans that just, you see somebody out and, you know, eating, oh, like, oh, God, those are always the cringiest story when you hear, like, fans going up to people when they're eating at restaurants and stuff. And, oh, I just, like, why?
Yeah. I have a confession.
I wouldn't even talk to someone. If I see someone eating and we happen to catch eyes, I'd be like, hey, and I just walk away.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, especially if they're doing something like that, like eating.
Yeah.
Or, like, if it's 5 o'clock in the morning and you happen to be staying at the same hotel and you not even know it and you cross paths, like, just, hey, let them go. Let them go on their way. Yeah. Like, if you're in, like, an awkward situation, but if it's, like, completely open to where, like, I feel like it's only acceptable to get, like, an autograph, like, at, like, a Comic-Con or something.
Yeah,
because that's, like, exactly what they're there for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're paying them for that. Exactly. So
yeah, I have a confession. Yeah. Oh,
actually, now you brought me back on that autograph. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but you literally brought me back because actually autographs are cool when it comes to that. When it comes to Comic Cons and like,
like pops, if they can,
signing
like,
pops,
signing their pops.
Those are the best types of autographs. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because if I just hand you a freaking card, piece of card or paper or whatever, like that, like I'm serious, I'll misplace that.
Yes, because when I think of autograph in my head, I'm thinking a little paper, but no, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, if it's something like that I can put on display, of course.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
When I was in middle school, I got a Justin Bieber CD and I tried to write his signature on with cursive on the CD, on the back of the CD, so I could tell my friends that he signed it.
I signed it.
That's so adorable. Embarrassing. So embarrassing.
It's adorably cringy.
Just like wanted to meet Justin Bieber so bad. I'm just he signed my CD.
Did you have a whole story planned out? Like, what if they said, oh, okay, like, I'm your friend. And I'm like, oh, wow, you got Justin Bieber to sign it?
Yeah, look, like, okay, look, I'm like, yeah, look, check it out. Justin Bieber signed my CD.
Dang, Justin Bieber signed it. That's cool. Where'd you meet him?
I went to his concert.
Oh, yeah, which one?
You already lost me. I literally know you're right. I would have had this like whole elaborate story, like that I traveled to this different city and this and that, because the first thing they probably would have said was like, oh, he wasn't in Corpus or Corpus Christi.
Oh my god, you just reminded me of a story. I remember one time we were at lunch, and I was like in eighth grade, and we were in like, you know, the wannabe band. We like practiced together like once or twice, you know, and didn't really know how to do anything, so it was just like whatever for a year. But we, you know, we were into it.
Yeah.
And this, between my two friends that were in the band, we're at lunch and he's like, hey, look, check it out. I wrote a song and stuff. And so he's looking at the song. He's like, yeah, that's cool. And then the next period, of course, you know, I'm not old. So, you know, we had access to, you know, the computers and internet and Google and all that.
Yeah.
And the next period, he goes up to him and he's like, hey, dude, I Googled that song. I Googled some of those lyrics. That's literally a song that's you said you wrote. And he was like, oh, and he's like stopping the ground. He's like, dang, I didn't know.
Oh my, I don't know what's worse, the plagiarism or the part that he tried to pull it off.
I literally wanted to just like back away slowly. Cause like, yeah, the first time when he showed him the song was at lunch, and then the second time was in between periods, and I still can picture the wall they were standing in front of and everything, and me just looking at them just like, oh my god, if I just back away now,
back away
this
slowly.
Is the cringiest thing at that time of my life.
Yeah, that's like, I remember the first time I had my mom had to like actually sit me down and be like, plagiarism is bad, because I tried to tell her that I wrote this like whole ass article on Martin Luther King Jr. and I literally just copy and pasted like from a freaking website. Yeah,
you got to change it up a little bit. I know, I would do that all the time, but I would know how to change it up.
I should have mentioned, I think I was like in elementary school.
Uh-huh. You basically just flip the paragraph. Just what the paragraph says at the end, say at the beginning, and what it says at the beginning, say at the end.
Okay, yeah. See, that's probably a good idea. But no, I straight up just copy and paste and submit. Because, yeah, my mom's plagiarism is bad.
No, see, yeah, my family thinks like this, you know, that I'm, you know, they always told me growing up, oh, you're the smart one, you're the smart one. It's like, no, I just found out how to do things easier because I'm freaking a lazy procrastinator. But, you know, hey, life's changing now, so you got to change with it.
True.
What were we just talking about? I feel like we're still on the...
We're still on the second one.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to tell a story about plagiarizing my mom's signature when I got a red note, like a detention slip in school.
Oh, yeah.
Like the teacher called her.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the teacher story. Knew.
Yeah, the teacher knew right away, but she called her. She's like, you actually did pretty good. You know, but I could tell her that it was the L that he did that was off. But yeah, plagiarism is bad.
People. Yeah.
So books, digital, hardback, or paperback?
If I like to read books, I would say digital.
No.
What?
Even with journals, like this Remarkable. Where's it at? It's like, where's it at? It's literally under piles of stuff. I've been wanting to do a review on this for years since we've had it. And I wanted to do an in-depth review. But we're not going to do an in-depth review because we've had this Remarkable that was super expensive. We thought was going to change our lives. It's basically a digital notepad. It's like a Kindle, but you can write on.
I literally was like, this is going to change the world.
Yes.
And I still, to this day, know nobody that owns a Remarkable besides us.
It was super cool at first. You can write on it just like a pencil, do different things. You can, you know, I think the problem with this is that you couldn't do ebooks on this. Maybe if you could do better ebooks on this and not have to do it through like a way where you're feeling like you're hacking this, maybe it would be a little better. But this Remarkable, 2 years later, I went back to just buying notebooks. So I don't
turn out to be worth it.
I don't think the world. Basically, my point is not just it's out of battery, so I can't even get it.
It's been sitting there so long and no longer has batteries.
Yeah, 2 years later, we use it every now and again when I want to draw something.
Yeah.
But
that's all it's good for.
We had like at one point when we first had it, I had like 20 notebooks stacked in there, but then it gets confusing to look between the notebooks, and then it's slow, and then it's not even lit. It's you know, ink, whatever, like I said, like a Kindle. And it just, with things like that, I don't think we're ready. I think there's still something about the feel of a journal, you know, the feel of a pen or a pencil. There's still something about a hardback or a paperback book. I would prefer a hardback for like a bookshelf. But as far as feel, I love the feel of a paperback book.
Nice.
Maybe I am a little nerdy. Maybe I was a little smart in school, but definitely not now.
Oh,
I was good at Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
You know?
Whatever that is.
And, you know, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. You know? I can tell you about Genghis Khan, but as far as how to do taxes or anything.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Well, let me tell you about Pangaea.
Yeah, I'll tell you about Pangaea. Are you one?
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Did you know Abraham Lincoln was gay?
And Richard Nixon? Funny.
Yeah.
Anyway. Soda, bottle, can, or fountain?
Bottle.
Fuck the bottle. No. If fountain first, can second. I never drank Diet Coke before this pregnancy, and now I like need one every single day. And I prefer fountain. Fountain's my number one. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. You want to say the next one?
Oh yeah. I was trying to go off of something with that, but like that was just like one of those. See, some of these this or that or something questions we can get deep into, but some of it just be general, just you know, feel free to answer along with us, people. You know, we can't hear you, but you know, that's why we have like comments and stuff.
Yeah, that's why there's a comment section.
Hot sauce, peppers, or salsa?
Ooh, salsa.
I like actual peppers, like banana peppers, jalapenos. Ooh. Yeah, that's I like that better, but hot sauce would be my second.
Yeah,
but salsa's only good for chips.
Salsa, I feel like it's good on anything. I could put salsa on my breakfast tacos. I could put salsa on my...
Fair enough.
Everything.
Yeah.
I put that shit on everything.
There's something about, like, I can eat hot sauce and peppers and even salsa on food, but there's something about hot chips that I can't, like, I like hot food items, I guess, but I can't, like, I think my taste buds have changed or something, because there was even a point where I semi-enjoyed hot fries, but now I can't even have more than three. Like, there's some kind of chemical they put in hot chips that's not right. Throws my brain off.
It's like,
this isn't natural.
Riboflavin.
Riboflavin. That's what it is. I think it's because I like to eat the natural peppers and hot stuff, that when I eat the chemical hot chips, it's like, ooh.
Wow. You're like, what is this shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My favorite part about the salsa, though, that I forgot to mention, is that I like that it's, like, chunky. That's my favorite part.
That's why it's good with chips. Like, I don't want to taste that chunkiness in anything else.
No, like, I like the chunky.
A taco, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Tacos, I feel like it's, like, if you're getting a good taco, it's acceptable to put all three. Like, if you get a good taco, you could put, like, instead of hot, it would depend how hot you like it, but, like, I'd put, like, so mild hot sauce, then some peppers, and then some actual hot salsa. That would be a good combination.
That sounds like a fire in my mouth.
Yeah. But see, the natural stuff, or at least semi-natural, is good.
True.
But that chemical chip shit, I never could get a hang of it.
I'd put hot fries in my tacos.
Yeah.
That's my addition.
So, phone calls, text, or FaceTime?
Text me, please.
Text is good. Mainly text. Phone calls, no. Think of the past. But I am enjoying, I'm trying to transition to FaceTime more, especially, like, you know, talking. I know.
There are some people who literally, that's like their only form of communication.
Yeah. I think that's cool, because I think with FaceTime too, like, depending on who you're talking to, like, if I'm talking to my brothers, like, we could, you know, we could just prop the phone up and just,
right,
you know, kind of, like, you're talking on speaker, but, you know, you can always look back and see, you know, what they're up to or something.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just prefer text, phone call. I just don't like holding it up to my ear. I don't like having to search for my AirPods if somebody's calling me. And then FaceTime, like, I look like a hobo 90% of the time, so.
No, I enjoy doing the FaceTime where I specifically put my face where just, like, the whole screen is just the outline, the square.
Yeah, cut. You'll never know my background.
When I talk to my brother, I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, God, it's funny.
Yeah.
Flip-flop slides or slip-on shoes?
Oh, you know I'm a slides guy.
I'm going to say slides. Are the Jesus sandals count as slides? The jandals.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I like those. But more recently, I think it's because I've been pregnant. I literally cannot take my house shoes off.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to the bathroom, I need my house shoes on.
Like, sometimes
I'm,
like,
in the middle of the night, I'm like,
you're all tired. I'm like, just walk to the bathroom. You literally have to, like,
I'm like, can you, you're like,
trying, taking, you know, a minute to try to put on your shoes or your house shoes. I'm like, okay. And then, slip-on shoes is like Vans. So.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Wow. Okay. Haunted house, escape room, or trampoline park. We couldn't think of a third for this because, yeah, this or that or something is literally, we wanted something our own. That's literally our own, because we have to make up a lot of the third ones.
Yeah, we couldn't think of one. Yeah, we have to make up our
option. Yeah, so.
I'm going to say trampoline park.
Yeah, trampoline park. But
yeah.
I said we could do this one per episode, but if we were to take off trampoline park, would you prefer haunted house or escape room?
I've never done an escape room. So I really can't say that, but I think I'd be pretty, like, I think it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think so too. Haunted houses are fun too. It depends on which haunted house you go to. Some are good, some are bad.
When we went to the ones at Six Flags, like, I know
you were scared in that one. You were scared when we went to the one in, Ripley's or whatever.
Yeah, Ripley's Believe It or Not Haunted House. That one was scary. And then also the one that it's in Corpus, I forgot which one it is, but there's also, like, the Lexington one. Did you ever do that one on the big ship?
Oh, yeah. No, I've never been on that.
Haunted year-round.
Yeah, I've been on that.
The big ship, but...
But no, I like when we go to haunted houses because, like, you're all scared and hugging me, and I'm all, like, in the front of the line. Everyone's all scared behind me. I'm like, yeah. This was...
you're the front line, man.
Yeah, there was one haunted house we're at where literally, yeah...
Everyone was hiding behind
you. It was grown men bigger and taller than me that were hiding behind me, and I'm like, yeah, this was the end of the world. We'd know who'd be the cult leader here.
Man.
But anyway, what?
That was that. Let's see here. East Coast, West Coast, or Gulf Coast.
We had that one in there. Just because we're technically, you know, Texas, baby.
Yeah, we are.
Gulf Coast. Hey, Everything's better except beaches in Texas.
Yeah, that's very true.
Right?
You can go to a nice beach, on the West and East Coast, but Gulf Coast, unless you want to swim in shit water.
Sad but true. There are a few spots like, Mustang Island. That was always, because like when we lived in Corpus, that was always like 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
So that was always my favorite spot. Mm-hmm. If you live on the Gulf, you can find a nice spot that like, you know, it's you like I just brought up now. Good memories, you know. We'd even go there sometimes like before we met and just clear my head by myself.
Yeah.
Drive there and just I think I have a picture of the old Tahoe, you know,
on those
beaches.
In the beach, yeah. And then when we would go together, that was always fun.
Oh yeah, we'd do it on the beach at night and stuff. That was always fun.
Yeah, you'll see in the camera, but I'm like, yeah, that was fun.
But I mean, realistically, I mean, I guess California has the best beaches.
Yeah, realistically, yes. Yeah.
Or the Jersey Shore.
The Jersey.
You want to go to Jersey? Let's just say my job requires me calling people all over the world, and I definitely love calling Jersey. I love hearing their accent.
Their accent, yeah. Yeah. That's too funny.
Yeah, but anyway, what are we? Oh, French press, coffee pot, or Keurig?
I'm going to go with Keurig.
Keurig, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll go with old school coffee pot. Actually, I'll go with even more old school French press. I've never tried a French press, but I've seen a lot of videos, and I really want one.
Yeah.
For now, I say coffee pot, but I feel like when I try French press, it's going to be the way to go.
Yeah. You're going to change your mind.
Yeah, Keurig. I just feel like Keurig is just... The way I drink coffee, I can't just have one cup. So it's just annoying to have to constantly eat. If you have the pods, that's a lot of money just going through 12 pods a day. And then if you have the, you know, what we have, where you can... It's basically the pre-pod. You can just fill yourself.
Right.
That gets annoying having to constantly do that. So yeah. I would say, yeah, old school coffee pot. Mm-hmm. Soon to be French press.
The type of coffee drinker I am, I'm a one cup person. So... Or like one iced coffee type person. So that's why I'm going to choose Keurig.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curly fries, crinkle fries, or waffle fries?
I like waffle fries. Honestly, I would say waffle fries if they're from Chick-fil-A, but anytime else, curly fries.
You know what, smack?
What?
The turtleback waffle fries. The ones that are like, that have like the crust on the back. Like they're not the full waffle, like you can't see through. You know what I'm talking about?
Where do they have those at?
They're like those that you get like randomly in your Chick-fil-A fries.
They're like chocolate turtle waffle fries.
No, like they have like a, like it's the potato skin. It's not.
Okay.
Yeah, you know which ones I mean.
Yeah.
You ever got one of those?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Yeah, turtle. There, a lot of people refer to them as turtle back French fries.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they just have like the shape.
Are you trying to look it up? We have a computer right in front of us.
I know, but.
You know, did we miss anything? Oh, I thought we were about to be done. We still have a whole nother section. I've never seen that before in my life.
You don't get one of these occasionally in your Chick-fil-A
fries?
Looks
like a chicken nugget. I literally thought we were about to end the episode, but
no, we still have some real reactions.
Yeah, let's get into that right now.
Yes. Okie dokie. You think it's going to do it?
Wait, hold on. Let's just... That whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. You think it's going to do it?
Oh. Oh, yeah, it has to.
Right?
But how?
Isn't that insane?
Those things are so strong.
All it needs is, like, just the right, like, corner.
But it has to have the right, like, corner. I think if it wasn't strong enough, the shit could get jammed. Put that shit back out.
You think by now it'd be jammed to shit?
Oh, no. Once that back's gone, yeah, it's good.
That thing is crazy. It even figured a way to get that. Like, isn't that insane?
Oh.
Like, you could practically put anything in there.
Ooh, reminds me of the scene from,
like,
Superman.
It just, like, crushed it into bits. So crazy.
Yeah, no, that, yeah, those things, man. How do you get one of those? I want one of these out here.
That's scary.
Those are so cool because we have now, just because we have so much freaking, like, those freaking big old truck beds.
Yes.
Those things will crush
it. I'd like to have one of those to test its limits.
Yeah.
To see what it can and can't do. Damn. But according to that, shit, it seems like anything.
Right? Yeah, I would think something would have to jam it, though, and then, like, how does that work?
Give me my fucking card, bitch.
Oh, God.
Jeremy Johnson, bitch. I ain't the one, bitch. Bring your punk ass out here. You think I'm worried about you? You don't know who the fuck I am.
Oh, man.
Give me my fucking card.
Get your McDonald's and go home.
Fuck you and your bullshit talk. Give me my fucking card, punk.
Jeremy Johnson, bitch.
Come on, Jeremy Johnson.
No, I'm not. I drove back now, bitch. I ain't coming back again. Get someone else, dude. Then give me my motherfucking card. You the GM, you ain't gonna give me my card? I gave you a name, you lying motherfucker. You didn't ask me for an ID, bitch.
What's going on here?
Seems to me like he's upset about
motherfucker, something. Give me my motherfucking card!
At this point, they think that he's probably gonna, like, crawl through the fucking window with this guy. Now, is he even with this guy?
I mean, but why would...
Oh, that was scary. Did you see that? She put the phone down immediately.
I would have fucking... No, yeah. See, if I... that's a hard... Yeah, if I was the dude in the driver's seat, that's a hard situation to... If he turned around, I'd still be there in my window down like, what?
Yeah.
I'm just here watching. I'm still waiting on my food, dude. You do your thing.
If he turned around, I'd be like, you good?
Yeah, unless he had a problem with me, then that's when I'd get involved. See, I'm learning people. Before, I'd want to freaking get involved right away, but I'm like, hey.
I know.
If it's not directly involving me, I ain't getting involved, you know?
Yes, yes.
There's too much shit going on in the world we don't got to worry about.
And you don't know what people are capable of. It's
yeah, I think that's something too.
It's fucking insane. It's gotten completely ridiculous.
But the only thing I will say is, why was that guy that manager where are they at? McDonald's?
It looks like a Wendy's or Burger King.
That manager was really the punk of the situation. Was really the instigator of the situation. Like, he was talking all that shit, and as soon as he fucking smashed the window, that dude ran to the back.
He was
like
the
a bitch.
First one.
Yeah,
he was the
like
first
left
one
all
on.
Those freaking like, the I'm talking women? About Chivalry is dead. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
talking all he said, I ate the one, and then he runs to the back as soon as, like, really, dude?
That's... I like how he's like, you didn't give me a name. He's like, Jeremy Johnson, bitch.
Yeah, he literally said it, bitch. I'm on Jeremy Johnson's side here.
Oh, God. Oh, this was just a funny one.
This angel must have fell on some hard times and became dead in between the houses. Look. She ain't even got a halo no more.
Oh, my gosh.
She felt it. This angel
felt talking about with the fucking...
Yeah, the angel giving head.
What is... Like, was that...
This angel must have fell on some hard times to be giving head in between the houses. Look, she ain't even got a halo no more.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It's funny.
What the hell's going on here?
Guys, what's going on?
Call the police. I bought my phone.
Can you give her the phone? Can you give her the phone? This is an old woman. Hello? Can you not do that? Can you not stop and run away? You're gonna have to run over. Whoa! Whoa! Are you okay?
No, I'm not. Let me help you up. I'm a 78-year-old lady and he threw me out of the camp. He took my money. He took my phone.
I have your phone. I took your phone back. Let me help you up.
I was just, see, this is the fucking craziness of the world. I was just saying there's situations where you don't get involved, and then this is a perfectly situation where you should get involved.
Yes. Like, you visibly see this fucking insane person physically putting his hands on a 73-year-old woman, throwing her out of his Uber, it looks like, because it doesn't look like a cab.
And then he just threw this lady out. You think you don't think he'd want to run you over? He's like, you're gonna have to run over. Oh shit, what are you doing? It's like, well, dude, you gotta analyze the situation.
Exactly.
If you're gonna get involved,
you're gonna, like, you really thought that he was gonna do this and not run your ass over.
You okay?
No, I'm not.
Okay, let me go back.
Woman,
please.
Hello,
please.
Can you not do that? Can you not stop and run away? You're gonna have to run over. Whoa!
He was so confident. He was so confident. You're gonna have to run over me.
Really,
you're gonna have to run over. Whoa! Whoa!
And that poor lady, man. She's like, my phone. And he's like, I got your phone. But she continues on, like, my phone, because she, like, doesn't even know, like, what's going on. Like, she's so scared.
Perfect news story. We were asking each other what other news story to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I was telling you earlier. Like, that's my kind of, like, fear. It's like, when I'm lucky enough to live to be 80, like, you have to, when you're that age, you have to walk around with some sort of protection. Even if it's a cane that, you know, one of those old, like, old school canes that have a little sword in them. Yeah. Like, because, like, you have, like, people just take advantage of old people. And that's a sad truth. Yeah. And it's not just people. It's just, you know, the story about the 81-year-old man that got killed by the two dogs. Like, yes. Like you said, you put that into my perspective and it kind of blew my mind. You're like, he lived 81 years, like, just to be
attacked by a dog
and die.
Yeah.
Like,
and like, yeah, if you haven't seen the story by now, it's like, it made national news. Like, it was local to us because it was just a couple hours away in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to see it pop up on CNN today, like, was just, like, you know, like, that shit was bad.
Wow.
Apparently, it's, like, a horrific scene, like, according to firefighters. Firefighters arriving, finally, and watching this 81-year-old man being dragged, covered in blood, probably. I don't think he died from his injuries until he got to the hospital, but probably just, like, on the verge, like, just being dragged by these dogs, and these firefighters having to, like, beat these dogs off of this man because they just would not let go.
And you think at that situation, like, I know it sucks that, you know, he died at the or, you know, you want him to get, you know,
right,
taken to the hospital to get better, but then he died at the hospital. You would think, like, something like that, you just want to go quick. And then so he had to deal with the suffering,
like,
of
so
trying to hold on for that long,
man.
Oh,
like, the shit he's probably been through in his life, and that's the way he goes out. Like, that's just fucking sad. So fucking sad. Crazy,
you know. Unless he was a racist in the, you know, in his younger days. In that case, I'm just kidding.
No.
Hey, I'm just saying. All these sweet old people you feel bad about, you find out a lot of them racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? That's all I'm saying.
Where did this guy get his license? They're like screaming at him.
What the?
Why is he still trying to go?
And express?
Did he already hit the back? What happened to the back?
Oh, yeah, probably turning. Heartland Express.
You took a car out in a hole!
Look at
the pole!
You took a whole concrete pole!
A whole pole, dude!
And the car! The car's totally fucked up!
Lost his job.
Oh my god, look at this car. Look at this shit here.
Who licensed this man?
This is a classic example of Gen Z entering the workforce.
It's either he, like, did not get his license properly, or he's probably, like, drunk. Like,
no, he's like, this is not how it was in Truck Simulator.
Like, I practiced this turn last night in my trucking simulator.
Yeah, he's probably one of those guys that, you know, on Twitch or whatever, those big
18-wheeler simulator.
Yeah, 18-wheeler games. And he's like, you know what, guys? I'm finally going to do it. I'm finally going to get my own truck.
Oh, God. That's a good theory.
No, he bought him. Realistically, really was probably drunk. So, yeah. Or something. He's like, yeah, I know. I know I fucked up.
He was, right? Just agree?
What can you do at that point?
Yeah.
Like.
And, okay, this is me. This is me now when I'm pregnant and not drinking. And then when you decide to drink and get all drunk.
You've been very drunk for the last hour.
Me or you?
You.
He's not even phased. Like, that's me. I'm like,
oh, wait, that I'm the one passed out and you're the one that's not phased when you drink?
No, that, like, like how he's just sitting there and, like, he's, like, telling her, like, you're drunk, and he's just like, she's like, me or you?
Oh, yeah, when I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Or you or me.
Yeah,
yes.
And then you come back out later, I'm all on the table.
True story, people.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's time to come to
very
bed.
Very drunk for the last hour.
Me or you?
Just falls with the dog?
You.
Oh, the other dog's like, are you okay?
I didn't even notice that. Yeah. That is so sweet. Just, oh, man. Yeah, checking on her, but
nice yeah. little that's that. Yeah, so keeping keeping up with some real reactions. Of course, we completed this or that or something, and then you can look forward to some Cave In News, or you know, if we have a special topic over Cave In News, because there's not always that big of news every week, especially for us to talk about. Of course, there's news every day, but there's some stuff. It's like, do we even?
Yeah.
Well, even like stuff we're talking about now. I feel like am I even smart enough to talk about this? But then again, it's like
I was worried about that. You're like, let's talk about the Chinese spy balloon and the Ohio train, and I'm like, cool.
Yeah. Like, but that would be the point of the podcast, right? I am trying to get better with researching things beforehand. But I mean, people, if they enjoy us and they're listening to this point, then obviously they just, you know, want to hear our opinion on stuff. And maybe, you know, sometimes if you want to hear our opinion, sometimes instead you just hear how stupid we are, or at least I am. You know, so apologize for that. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode. You know, we really tried. We really are trying. You know, we DM many people, many good podcasters, wrestlers, you know, lower celebrities, I guess you can say. And
even no-namers.
Yeah, exactly.
Even just people like that we think are cool that like we follow.
Yeah.
You know, that don't, not a lot of people are, no.
Yeah. A few people were nice enough to message back and, you know, to say no nicely.
Yeah.
And then other people just left us on red, which is fine.
Even a famous podcaster, surprisingly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that was, I mean, it felt pretty cool. Like, I was like, even told him, like, dude, thanks, man.
Like, you like woke me up. You were like, oh my God, like he just responded back to my message. Yeah. I'm like, what?
A little starstruck there. But yeah. Then, you know, it was a no. So I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's cool.
Understandable for someone like yeah,
him. Maybe our 200th episode, you know.
Yeah.
We'll get there, people, with your love and support. Yes. Speaking of support, we are trying to be an ad-free podcast, like we said. So if you want to support us, make sure you're following us on Patreon, patreon.com/caveinuniverse for our bonus content at just $1. Also, caveinuniverse.com. Caveinuniverse.com is where we have our merch. So check out our merch. We got some St. Patrick's Day merch for St. Paddy's Day. So check that out at caveinuniverse.com. And then hopefully we'll be getting our merch pretty soon. We'll be putting an order pretty soon to get some samples. So instead of just telling you every week to buy some merch, you can actually see it on us. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe then you'll finally want to buy some merch. Come on.
Yes. Well, our merch is included, like with our new logo, if you haven't seen already, our new logo that we have. And then there's also an option for people who miss our old logo.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do have a throwback t-shirt as well.
Yeah. So. We decided to keep that on there while supplies last, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
And free shipping on North American orders. Yes. So that's pretty cool. And then, of course, if you don't even want to throw a dollar at us, that is fine. Just please make sure you're following us on social media at Cave In Universe, or just like and subscribe from this episode, however you do it.
Yeah.
If you listen on audio, please give us a 5-star review. We only have like, how do we still only have like 6 reviews on audio? What is going on, people?
Yeah.
We get views, especially on audio. We get more views on audio than video. Mm-hmm. Just take 2 seconds to give us a 5-star review, people. Come on.
Yeah.
Freeloaders. I tell ya. I'm just kidding. I love y'all.
In a nice way.
I'm just kidding. No, yeah. I was just pulling a Giannis Papas.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said on his podcast. He's like, it's time, because I'm guilty of that too. He's like, you've been listening to me, especially for years. It's time to stop freeloading. It's time to start subscribing to my Patreon. I was like, shit. Maybe a couple more months, Giannis.
Yeah.
You know. We got a baby on the way. You know.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to upgrade this podcast more. That'll slowly come out this season, hopefully, because, like I said, we got a baby on the way.
Yep.
And speaking of which, I want to do a new design for the Cave In Universe title. So hopefully we can do that sometime in the future by this end of this season. So anyway, people, as you can tell, we're excited to be back.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can do this every week. But who knows what the future holds. And take us out, Kim.
Peace out, Weenie Hut Juniors. Thank you.